If you want a dog, you better hide.
Welcome to That Darn Podcast, episode 9. It's hopefully this will be the episode where we actually talk about the show. I thought this was going to go 2 episodes. That was the plan from the start. Gary keeps booking people. Nothing to do with this. We have yet to talk about the movie. Maybe this will be the week we actually do, because Gary says if he is correct, and there's, I don't believe he is. But if he is, he's booked a Holy Grail guest, Mitchell Drumbo, the director of That Darn Cat. This would be, we'll see if Gary actually didn't fuck up for once. Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
Oh. My name is...
Jesus fucking Christ.
My name is Mitchell Drumbo.
Okay, are you the Mitchell Drumbo who directed That Darn Cat?
Huh?
Are you the Mitchell Drumbo who directed That Darn Cat?
No, I didn't direct.
Okay.
No, well, I wrote the original story.
Okay, well, Gary got it right and fucked up with the same... Even when Gary books the right guest, they're still a terrible guest.
Huh?
They're still... Jesus fucking Christ, this is going to be the longest interview we've ever done.
The rights?
You worked
on... Yes, I was the right person to write the original story. This is true, yes.
You're actually the writer of That Darn Cat.
No, not that drivel. No, how dare you? No.
Jesus Christ. What did you write?
I wrote the original story.
The book that it's based on?
Yes.
The cat who knew too much.
Huh?
I don't know what it's called.
No, not that drivel either. You're thinking of the undercover cat.
The undercover cat.
No. See, okay. My name
is Mitchell Drumbo.
Yes. My name is Mitchell Drumbo. I'm very old.
I can tell.
I was born 1930.
Okay.
So about 7:30 that day.
50,000 years ago.
Huh?
Jesus Christ.
No. The time, it was military time. I grew up in the military. It was 7:30 that day, 1930.
If it's before noon, you don't have to specify it's military time. It's just the same as regular time.
Well, some of these young whippersnappers, they can't even read a clock when it's digital. So I don't know. I try to let people know what things are these days.
Nobody cares what time you were born.
Ah, okay. So I was born...
7:30 military time.
Yes, that's right. 1930.
Okay. What year is that in military years?
Huh?
Military years.
In 1955, I wrote the story Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches.
The Crow That Watches?
Correct.
What is the crow watching?
The crow's watching the cats.
Okay.
It would
That feels unnecessary to specify that in the title.
You know, this is the problem with your generation. You don't let us, you don't let us old men, and yes, I am a man, sorry.
You're forgiven.
You don't let us explain these things.
It takes you an hour and a half to tell the time you were born.
Who's the producer? He told me this was a weekly program. I'm supposed to come on semi-regularly, from what I understand. I thought I had multiple hours to tell my tale.
I don't know if I will. I don't know if we're going to make it to the end of this episode. I'm already so fucking angry.
All right. Well, listen. I wrote a story. And from my story, countless things were stolen. And... I'm finally at an age where I can reveal to the public, as the litigation has finally been through. We finally live in an America that is pro the Drumbo, okay?
Pro Drumbo. Okay, you know what? 9 episodes in, I think we might have stumbled across the first interesting thing that's ever happened to the podcast.
I have not heard this show. I just know that...
Nobody has. It's not good.
Your producer said, you have a story to tell? And I said, huh? And he said, come on board.
Did he ask if you were associated with this movie? He just asked if you had a story to tell?
He asked if I had a story, and when I told him about the undercover cat and the crow that watches, his eyes lit up.
This is why he's such a bad... He keeps booking the wrong people. He's just asking, do you have a story? Not, do you have a story that's associated with the movie that the podcast is supposed to be?
Well, what's crazy is, coincidentally, it is involved with your movie, young
sir. Right. This is incredible that the odds of this happening. What is the plot of that the crow
undercover
that was watching
cat and the
cat.
Crow that watches? Yes. Yeah. Okay. This would be a tale about how an intelligent cat used his smarts to convince a crow named Jim that he was cool enough to work for the crows and help out with the tasks of murder. But as my undercover cat finds himself deeper and deeper in the world of the crow and sees what they do to the owls, ravens, other poultry, and fledglings, he decides to build a group of cats to dismantle the reign of the crow. My undercover cat decides to call his group the Black Jaguar Janyas. As the black was to convey to the crow named Jim, that they were of
very
the same
subtle.
Color. What? Huh?
Very subtle.
Yes. This was 1955, young boy.
Subtlety wasn't invented until 1960.
Correct. Anywho.
So the
jaguar in Black Jaguar Janyas.
What word are you saying? Black Jaguar Janyas?
Janyas.
Janyas.
Because they weren't seniors in high school at that time. They were
juniors. Juniors.
No, Janyas.
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 Okay, Black Jaguar Juniors.
Was to remind the cats that they were incognito in the jungle of Dark. And Janyas was obviously to remind people that they were not seniors, but Janyas.
Very important to remember that.
Very important. But the problem was, you see, I was blacklisted for my opinions.
Just like Jim, the crow.
Jim.
He's black.
He wasn't blacklisted, sir. No. Yeah, I'm referring to the Hollywood blacklist.
Mm-hmm.
The writers and creators.
Where you submit your script, they look at all the scripts and it's a lot of writing jobs off of that.
That's right.
That's what you were on.
That's right. I was on the
list. Is this a reference people know, or is this going to alienate the whole audience?
I was on the list of people who were blacklisted for their communist views.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so this
different
is a
kind
real
of
thing.
Blacklist.
Yeah. In fact, the individual Dalton Trumbo, that's just a pseudonym for my name, Mitchell Drumbo. So nobody would read my book, as clearly it was too hi-fi for the modern day intellectual.
It also just sounds like an awful book that doesn't, so far, you nothing about this sounds like it has anything to do with That Darn Cat.
Oh, you'd
very,
be surprised. You'd
it's
be
a
surprised,
very different
young,
plot.
So I released my book, and it wasn't on Penguin Books, as they didn't care for it.
Sure.
But
I'm on their side so far.
Wow, how dare you. You're on their side at this time?
It sounds like a terrible book.
You don't even understand the premise, my boy, young boy.
I don't. Not even a little bit.
What don't you get about the undercover cat and the crow that watches?
Is the Black Jaguar Juniors, is this supposed to be like the Black Panthers?
Did you mean my goodness. Say, how dare you allude to this?
Did you mean to say Panthers?
Let me fill you in.
Jaguars by mistake?
In 1955... I wrote the book, and in 1959, all of my money dried up.
Okay.
So I chose to go to a high school in Oakland and be a janitor, because at that time there was a lot of money in cleaning up messes.
There was,
and at this Oakland Technical High School, I decided to let some of my favorite students read my book. But listen to this quote from one of my favorite students named Huey.
Okay. Huey, I've got. Can I take a
let
guess?
Let me refinish this quote. During those long years in Oakland Public Schools, I did not have one teacher who taught me anything relevant to my own life or experience. Not one instructor ever awoke in me a desire to learn more or to question or to explore the worlds of literature, science, and history. All they did was to try to rob me of the sense of my own uniqueness and worth, and in the process nearly killed my urge to inquire. Just so we're clear, young boy, I wrote this book about a cat who created the Black Jaguar Janyas, and what would Huey then do? He created the Black Panther Party. Now, if that is not intellectual property theft, I don't know what is.
Are you still quoting him, or did the quote end?
The quote was from my book, young sir, but they attributed it to this Huey fella now.
There's a quote in your book about how school didn't teach him anything?
The undercover cat, yes.
the school taught the undercover cat nothing.
That's right. But do you see how Huey would use this?
I wouldn't expect a cat to learn anything in school. Schools are designed for humans.
Son, in the 1950s, we just called everybody cat, okay?
Okay.
My book is not about animals.
So it's just a black guy going undercover as a crow?
Oh, I don't look at race. I'm not a race aficionado.
It's a human being going undercover as a crow.
Who is attacking the crow.
Okay.
The crow named Jim.
Hmm? Yeah.
Full title, by the way.
There's the in the title?
That's right.
How do you spell that?
M-H-M-N-G-M-N-H.
This is too long of a title.
It's not bad for me.
Yeah, there's a reason this was not a successful book.
At the time, in the 1950s, we didn't have editors.
Yeah, I could tell.
We had visionaries like myself on the blacklist, and if an editor were to help somebody on the blacklist, then they themselves would be on the blacklist, young boy. They could not help us with our views that were irregular from the national public.
So nobody at any point said to you, maybe take the onomatopoeia out of the title. Maybe have a title people can they know how to pronounce.
I could pronounce it just fine. I don't know what you're speaking of.
If I'm going to a bookstore and there's a book called and I want to ask
the,
for
the
that.
Book was called Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches. What is the problem with this? You have an issue with Jim, crow named Jim? Is that your issue?
Well, I'm sorry. Is there in the title or not?
The title of the name of the character, yes.
Oh, the title of the name of the character.
Yes, of course.
So
haven't you been paying attention? This is what's wrong with your generation.
Not the title of the name of the book.
No. The book is clearly called The Undercover Cat
and the
Crow That Watches.
Okay.
Patent pending. We still are not in the copyright system at this time.
Okay.
In 2024.
They didn't have copyrights.
If I had copywritten it, the amount of things that would... The Black Panther Party stole my Black Jaguar Juniors. Can't you see, young boy?
Do you think Black Panther, the Marvel character, is a ripoff of your book?
Of course. Of course that young whippersnapper, Stanley Lewiston, he stole my ideas and put it in his comic book.
Stanley Lewiston. That's how you... Not Stanley... you don't think of him as Stan Lee.
Huh?
You think of him as Stanley Lewiston.
Yes, that young boy.
So he was also going to the same high school as Huey Newton?
No. Once Huey read my book, he made photocopies at the time, which didn't exist, so he just wrote it by hand.
He loved the book that much.
And as you heard, he wasn't educated, so his handwriting was very poor.
Yeah.
So only those very, very good at reading bad handwriting could understand it. So this was your doctors, your lawyers,
your
copyright specialists, your comic book writers.
Yeah. Stanley famously great at reading bad handwriting.
That's right.
That's what everyone knows
about
him.
Of course, yes.
So, and Huey Newton's, he's sending this book around that he likes or he doesn't like. How does he feel about this? He must have liked this.
It completely changes the trajectory of his life. Before he read my book, he was friends with a janitor.
Yeah.
And that's not no life.
That's not normal.
That's not a life anybody wants.
I mean,
if you have children and they're friends with a janitor, do something immediately.
You put them down. Euthanize these children.
That's what my views were.
Start
and they put
over.
Me on the blacklist. I don't understand it.
Start over, have a new kid.
That's right.
That's how you handle a bad kid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you know how many kids my parents had before they had me? There's eight of them.
There's eight of you?
None of them made it. I'd never met any of them.
They're probably friends with janitors.
Yeah, probably. There's something wrong with them.
I mean, if you're the best of the bunch, a lot was wrong with them, young boy.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
I'm just using the observations of my ears and my eyes, young boy.
This is one of these days I'm going to have somebody good on the podcast.
So in this book, The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches.
You kind of forgot the title for a second there.
Sometimes things come a little slower to me. I was born in 1930. It was very late in the day.
Yeah. Late in the day. I thought it was 7:30 in the morning.
The day is long.
Okay.
One thing that we had was multiple characters that hordes of individuals would steal from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a great character, Cat Comb, and this cat wore a leather jacket and would comb his hair, but he also lived so dangerously.
Did he have a catchphrase? Did he maybe say, like, B or G?
No, not at all.
Stick out his thumb?
No. You see, the... No. What? No.
Did he jump a motorcycle over a for a piranha?
No, no. At one point, he was talking of jumping sharks, but that's a whole other thing. No, no. What happened here was Catcomb was such a popular character in the what's that job that Raiders of the Ark boy had? What was his profession?
Actor.
Archaeology. That's right. Yeah. That the archaeologists loved my story so much, and they really, really were fans of this Catcomb character, that they decided to put the first letter of the profession in the middle of it, Cat-a-comb. And that's what allowed them to steal from grave sites all around the world.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It took 45 minutes to
they
get
loved
to that.
My character, Catcomb.
45 fucking minutes of this. This is the longest interview I've ever done.
Wow.
So
you see that the similar to all of humanity's greatness being stolen from the people who clearly have written the works of art that have moved the needle and the syringe to greater heights. I'm of this tapestry.
So this is the most you're claiming that this is the most influential book ever written.
That's
it sounds
right,
like
yes.
Most of 20th century pop culture, not just pop culture, but this etymology is derived from this book.
Did Jesus not have his haters?
I don't know if that's how they're normally described, but he got killed. So
well,
yeah,
I believe that is a hater in your terminology, young sir.
Is that you worry that might happen to you?
I worry that the characters in my book will not see the light of day of being on the silver screen and in the hands of every young boy and girl and child in this great nation and every nation that comes after.
I mean, it's been 70 years and this hasn't happened. I think that's a safe bet that it's not going to make it to the silver screen.
I just explained to you that the litigation has finally finished, and your producer, Garethan, allowed me to join you on this radio broadcast to explain my tale about the undercover cat and the crow that watches.
So the litigation went through litigation against, what, Disney? Who's this litigation against?
It was against every human that's ever existed on this planet.
I got a letter in the mail about it. I thought this was a junk mail thing. I just threw it out. It didn't show up.
Most people
for the
ignored
case.
It, which was very good for me.
Yeah.
But a handful of people that didn't. Stanley Lethan, uh-huh. He did not ignore it. Mitchell.
He died before this was resolved, so that probably
right,
helped
that's
you.
That's right. The Gordon brother and sister or couple, they received it and tried to fight it. I believe they've written your drivel that you're here to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
In their tale, there's a kitten that happens to be very good at tomfoolery and ends up becoming an informant for the FBI. The
yeah,
complete
it's,
opposite of what the undercover cat see, and the crow that watches are.
See, what they wanted to do is write a good story that people would enjoy and want to watch. And that's not the course you've taken.
Why? How dare you? For you have not even uttered the words of greatness that is truly what my book is all about. You would watch something like Jodorowsky's Dune and say it's good that movie wasn't made.
I'd say it's better than making your shitty movie.
How dare you?
I'd say everything is better. This sounds like a horrible story.
Wow.
Have you made $1 off of this movie?
If I had made a dollar, do you think I'd stand here before you penniless, broke, emotionally empty, no wife, no husband, no child?
Are you a bisexual man?
I just like what I like.
Fair. Okay.
So as I was saying, I was in Oakland, California as a janitor.
Right.
Drowning my sorrows.
Home of Stanley.
I don't know if he lived there at any okay. point, but we crossed paths.
Huey Newton just mailed it to him.
Huey Newton distributed with his Black Panther Party, although the Black Jaguar Juniors is a much more superior name, if you ask me.
It's a difficult name to say. The Black Panthers rolls off the tongue a little bit more.
Well, you won't be surprised to hear the next part of this tale.
Okay.
Only months would go by after that Huey boy had sent to the world my manuscript book, and I would be in a bar in San Francisco drinking scotch and drowning my sorrows in mint juleps.
You're still working as a janitor at this point?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I like what I like, so I spend my time in San Francisco, if you catch my drift, young sir.
Sucking and fucking all the way across
the
city.
Well, I don't put it in those gratuitous terms.
Doesn't matter what the genitals are, just get them in your face.
I just enjoy love. Many people like to put titles of things that don't need titles, like my book series.
Whatever ends up in your mouth ends up in your mouth, and we're just going to roll with it.
That's how children live. That's how they continue to exist.
I don't.
They don't ask, oh, mommy, papa, I want lasagna or filet mignon tonight. They just take what they take.
I don't think they do that with genitals.
I wasn't proposing genitals. You put that thought in your mouth, sir.
Were you sucking and fucking across San Francisco, or were you just eating lasagna all over the town?
Oh, a little bit of both, my friend. Lasagna, this is a very good point, my friend.
I was going to ask.
I loved lasagna, and all I can tell you is I like to pretend I was President Andrew Garfield when I ate my lasagna.
President Andrew Garfield. The Spider-Man president.
That's right. The Spider-Man president. And when I would pretend to be the Spider-Man president eating my lasagna
Spider-President does
right.
whatever Spider-President yes, does.
Stanley Leighton stole that tune from me as well. But I would tell people, I love this lasagna, but then I ate too much. And the quality began to lessen after the fire in San Francisco that raged the city. And so I decided to say, I don't like lasagna as much as everyone. And they'd beg me. They'd say, oh, Garfield, please, please enlighten us with your lasagna tales. And I'd say,
How many more hours is this story going to go on?
All right, fine. I'll continue my tale.
Yeah.
Let's just say that the Garfield book series, A Cat Named Garfield and the Dog Named O.D., was based on my drunken time in San Francisco at that time.
I got to admit, that one, I think you might have a cat. You do have a Garfield-type body.
Just because I spray tan hourly.
Very orange.
And I choose to eat lasagna on the go while walking.
Tiny, stick-thin legs and an enormous belly.
And I will say that I have earned this belly, my friend.
How do you feel about Mondays?
I used to love them, because that's when I had the best lasagnas. But then the lasagna factory closed. Said I was eating and fucking too much in their restaurant.
Eating and fucking too much.
Well, have you ever had a slice of lasagna while getting fellatio?
Were you fucking lasagna or fucking people?
Like I said, good sir, I like what I like.
Whatever
it
is.
Some days it was lasagna, some days it was ladies, occasionally men, and some days only men.
Are you ever is sucking somebody off while you've got your dick in lasagna? Like kind of a... Not a reverse 69. I don't know what that would be
in
relation to 69.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I call it 400 degrees because that's the temperature I like my lasagna.
That sounds horrible.
Where was I?
Wait, you know, just destroy your penis.
Well, if you don't do it right, yes. But once you've built up a tolerance like I have, it's... Why do you think the people clamored for me to be this Andrew Garfield president character all the time?
Because your penis has lost all sensitivity. It's covered in burns. That's why they clamored.
That's right.
They said, President Andrew Garfield, show us your spider penis.
Look, everybody eats pizza, but nobody loves the crust. But most of the time, they eat the crust as well. So when it comes to my penis, which is just like a crust, it takes care of what it takes care of. As you heard earlier, I don't have a wife, I don't have a husband, I don't have any children.
I can see why. That makes sense to me.
Wow, you can see why,
yeah.
Or you can deduce why, good sir.
Both.
I believe you cannot see my genitals through this leather outfit I have on currently.
I can see generally what your whole vibe is.
You can see generally what my whole vibe is.
I can see
is.
What your body looks like.
How dare you? How dare you?
Your accent has shifted a couple times over the course of
this. Some would argue my accent is perfect.
I don't think they would.
I think every accent that's ever been uttered came from an iteration of what I speak as in this world.
So everything everyone has ever done.
Boy, I don't think you understand. As Mitchell Drumbo, I am the arbiter of all culture, art, literature, policy, politics. For my existence has changed the Jesus parable we talked about a moment ago.
Yes.
The Jesus had his haters, as do I.
Let me ask you something.
Ask me two things.
Ooh, I don't know if I have two questions.
Okay, just the one.
Just the one. How about one question right now, and I'll save one. I'll bring one up later when
Ooh,
I
like
one.
This.
Yeah.
Wait. Can I pick which one? Why don't you Ooh. Do the one you... No. Original order. Original order sounds
that's,
great.
Yeah, that's the only one I have.
Okay,
right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Are you God?
Why, you delicious devil. For you have cracked the only code nobody could see through. My child, the undercover cat and the crow that watches, crucified by the masses.
Yeah.
and yet pieces of its body disgustingly absorbed by the masses to enrich them and his blood.
They eat the undercover jaguar.
Jaguar Junior. Book is called The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches.
Okay.
And in this book, several characters have been used to create humanity's greatest advances, as well as the Black Jaguar Juniors.
The Black Jaguar Juniors.
Was the original Black Pothy Panthers.
Okay. I feel like you didn't answer my question.
Oh, yes, I've got. Yes.
This is an incredible get.
When your friend Gareth met me on Coney Island taking the bus, he was asking what I was doing, and I let him know I enjoy skee-ball.
You think interviewing God would be more interesting?
Well,
you think it would be a good interview?
Well, I haven't finished my tale.
Okay.
You keep interrupting me, good sir.
Well, it's not an interesting story so far, so I got to do something to keep
it going. Oh, interviewing the Lord himself and his story
that he chose to release
to the world, being crucified by the masses. I'm sorry, good sir. It seems like this is the only story anyone ever enjoys of all time
This is what I'm saying. As I'm listening to this story, and I'm thinking, like, you know, the guys who crucified you kind of had a point.
Wow.
I'm kind of on their side.
Huh?
I want to crucify you, too.
Wow.
I think they were right.
How dare you be so bold?
I think I'm going to convert to Romanism, paganism, the Roman pantheon. I think I worship Zeus now.
Yeah, your producer Gareth informed me that if I were to tell you my tale, cat or otherwise, you would turn at me at some point. And I disregarded his image like Prometheus to give fire to the masses. And once again, for my gift to humanity, I am being eaten by this hawk, you sir. And my liver is on the table for dessert, dinner, breakfast, lunch, and appetizer, and occasional snacks allowed.
I think I worship Prometheus. I got to do some more reading about my religion, but I'm pretty sure
Prometheus is a Greek and Roman parable, and
yeah.
The pagans are more of a orthodoxly Italian group of individuals.
I don't know what to call what I have, the Roman pantheon. That's,
you know, they say Roman pantheon, but nobody's panting. You know what I mean?
Is this your stand-up?
I've written about 5 minutes of stand-up, and it hasn't gone nearly as well as this interview. And I got to say, I'm confused, you know? These young kids, they enjoy so many comedians. They enjoy Matt, and they enjoy Dave. But
the famous Matt and Dave.
That's right.
But, two of the biggest comedians.
But Mitchell Drumbo, they don't appreciate.
I got to say, for God, you'd think you'd be better at anything. You'd think you'd be good at one thing.
You know, I ask myself this question every day. And I talked to my parents about it because they're still alive. And I asked them.
You hold on. You have parents?
Yeah, of course.
I'm starting to wonder if you're God now.
Why wouldn't God have parents? You've never thought about who created God?
I don't. I guess he's got a son. You know, I'm coming around. Maybe God has parents.
Yeah.
What are your parents' names?
Linda and Marty.
Linda and Marty, the parents of God.
That's right.
That'd be another good book.
Well, you think that's a good book. Allow me to finish my tale here.
Sure. Okay.
Where was I?
I guess I have to.
You don't have to, I guess. We could talk about something else if you want to.
But, I would love to.
I'm only leading up to why your drivel.
Okay. Let's get it over. That darned cat.
Oh, now you're so obsessed with correct titles. Interesting how when it's something you want to talk about.
Yeah, when it's something good.
Oh, how dare you.
When it's not a 47-word title,
you know,
that no one can remember. You struggle,
you know,
to remember.
The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches, a story about...
I hate that you said it so many times. I'm starting to remember what it is.
It's a great book title.
It's being burrowed into my brain. I'm never going to forget this.
Look, all you need to know is there were more characters that people stole from. We had a great character, Cat's Can, and this character was incredible. He would use magnets to manipulate people's bodies and allow them to deduce their medical conditions. And somehow, the scientists reverse-engineered my book and created a CAT scan machine, which allowed them to do said thing that CAT scan could do in my book.
Okay. Do you have an actual copy of this book, or are you just looking for things that are like have similar names to CAT? And like reverse engineering.
Young boy, All traces of my book have been erased off this planet. Very convenient. Why do you think litigation has been so hard? You know what? If you're so curious about this, why don't you use your internet device and use my preferred search engine, Bing, to look up The Undercover Cat, the book that your treasured comedy film is based off of. And you tell me the prices of said books, and not the Thrift Books one that's $23, but the others that are hundreds to $150 for the Undercover Cat editions. Because I'll tell you this, young sir, they are hiding something from you. They are hiding the truth that is the source material, which is my book, young sir, The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches. It was too radical for the masses to see how the system above them and society was crushing them, and that my cats in my tale, Cat Scan, The Undercover Cat, and the others would dismantle this crow system, the murderers.
Your question was so long, I just kind of lost the thread halfway through, and I just started reading about the crow on Bing.
The crow, eh?
The crow. Is he based on your book?
Of course.
He's a sexy, sexy figure. Brendan Lee.
Brendan Lee.
Brandon Lee?
Brandon Lee.
Something. Jeff Lee's son.
Jeff Lee?
Yeah.
Is this the Stanley Layton boy?
Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee's son.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee. Yes, yes. A nice man. Nice fella. Met him up when I was in Seattle, briefly before his death. I told him, don't let your son in the movies. He'll get shot, young boy. But he didn't listen.
You'd think someone would listen to God.
You know, the trouble with people today is when they listen to abuse, and when they don't listen, they ignore the truth.
Let me ask you something. As God...
Now, is this your second thing from earlier? This is a new thing.
Ooh. This might be my second thing. If this is my second thing, is this my final question?
You can ask more later if you like. How about this? How about I give you two more now, and if you want to do another one later, you can.
This is going to be the third one, and I'm going to come back to the second and fourth one later.
Oh, I like this. I love this.
You ever thought about doing another flood?
Oh, I have thought about it, yes. The problem is you do one flood, and people go, oh, we got to write a book, and we got to oral history our kids to it. But nowadays, a flood doesn't hit as well as it used to back in the day.
Hmm. What about like a new natural disaster?
Well, I have been trying out this thing called social media. And it's some sort of a mental flood of humanity that no one seemed to caught on that is destroying people.
You were behind this.
Oh, yes. You see, people don't recognize that in your pagan religion, Lucifer was just as close to God as God until he became Lucifer. So God could be on either side. I told you, I like men. I like women.
Right.
I like lasagna. I'm a man of all
cultures.
You'll
stick your dick into anything.
That's right.
Whatever you got, stick it in.
I'll put it anywhere.
Yeah.
Life exists when you put your penis in things.
Man, woman, dog, pudding, radiator.
Right there. You see, when you said dog, that was exactly why I became blacklisted, okay?
Because you tried to fuck a dog?
I didn't try to fuck a dog. I argued that in dire situations, in dire consequences, some sexual activities with animals should be allowed.
What are these situations?
You feel alone on a Tuesday?
So if you're bored, you should be allowed to fuck a dog. That's what you think.
If the dog is into it, I don't see why not.
It seems wrong, but it's God saying it, so I don't... Is this in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
You fuck a dog on Tuesday?
Boy, don't you understand? The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches is the Bible.
It is the Bible.
Don't you see?
Oh, my God.
I've written this tale every 100 years... and allowed people to see the truth of society, and they've ignored me time and time again. All of the books, the Old Testament, the New Testament, Testament to Electric Boogaloo, the oldest Old Testament, the story of Noah and the Ark, the story of Gilgamesh.
Catcher in the Rye.
Castaway, I wrote that one as well. Catcher in the Rye, yes.
Everybody poops.
That one was actually not me. That one was Lucifer. He actually was pretty good.
Zorro.
Zorro was not me either. That
Sherlock
was
Holmes.
Zorro and Sherlock Holmes was a joint venture. Those two were not me. But
Little Women.
Little Women was an offshoot of something I tried called Little... non-binary individuals, but
that's
the,
very progressive.
The people weren't ready, so I gave it to someone else as a ghostwriter. I said Little Women, but let me finish, okay?
Yeah.
So at this point, I was in California, and I was drowning my sorrows as once again humanity did not choose to heed my warnings of the society around them and stop. Crow named Jim,
and he's raw dogging a dog, and you're thinking about.
I was raw dogging a dog while eating lasagna. Correct. Yes. Yeah. So. In my book, there was another cat character that was very cunning. He would use his cat-like tendencies to mistakenly be in the right place at the right time. And he was obsessed with a color. Can you guess what color he was obsessed with? The color was pink, my boy.
Okay, I see where this is going.
And he would be in the right place at the right times. And I just didn't have time to give an official name. So in the book, I called him the Pink Cheetah. Because of how fast he could solve a problem, you see?
You didn't want to go with the alliteration of a different big cat. It's a different big cat.
I don't. What was the word you used before that?
Never mind. Go on.
So I decided one night after I was drinking Sambuca at that San Francisco bar, these two fellas, Blake and Maurice, hear about my Pink Cheetah character. And what do they do? They make a movie called The Pink Panther.
That's
another incident where they took the original cats, threw a panther in it, and the American public ate it like pancakes.
I wonder if there was anyone who didn't see that coming, who didn't see where that was going 30 minutes ago.
I surely didn't see it in the moment, and I'm sure plenty of people listening to this radio program right now don't hear it either.
I don't know if anyone's listening. I think everyone's tuned out.
So by the time the Gordons chose to take my tail and turn it into the undercover cat, I'd given up hope on humanity. I said, sure, take it.
The Undercover Cat being the book that That Darn Cat is actually based on.
Correct. And so when your Gareth Reynolds introduced this program to me, I said, I have plenty to tell about that tale. And the Gordons would pass away in 2002 and respectively some decades earlier. But I, as an immortal being, have lived forever, and now finally that the litigation is finished, I can create my next book.
This is the best use of your immortality is fighting court cases about books no one cares about?
I don't think nobody cares about them.
I think
everything from one person. Everything from
you.
Catacombs to CAT scans to the Pink Panther to the Black Panther Pate to Garfield to so many other cat instances in society have been integral to humanity, have been affected by me and only I, sir.
What about Heathcliff?
No, that was not me.
That was new.
That was Ganesh. Ganesh, he's a pretty good writer himself. Ganesh, handy with his trunk. He can really spin a tail, if you know what I mean.
So when you say God, you're God, it's specifically the Christian God. There's more than one God.
Some people say that I'm the Christian God, and I don't feel comfortable with that because then I have to take ownership of so many things. So I just say I'm one of many gods.
Okay.
You know, some people think of me as God. Some people think of me as some sort of weird guy who claims he's God and believes his books.
I'm starting to think it's the second one.
Believes his book. Well, let me finish, young sir. He believes his books have changed humanity when the honest answer is he can't even read that good.
I'm definitely leaning hard.
I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my tale, The Undercover Cat and The Crow That Watches, a historical tale about the freedom fighters in this country banding together to stop this Jim Crow injustice that was occurring in the 1950s, is a tale of love and leisure.
Is this the subtitle, or are you just the
this is
monologue.
The full title. This is the full title. Please do not ask me to repeat this. As I can only say it once. And when I finish with it, I then have a clock that starts from now till the end of the year, and then I die. But you've interrupted me, so I can continue being immortal at this point. So
damn it.
So sorry to the audience that was excited to hear the rest of the title. You've been thwarted.
In title.
No, sir. No.
Oh, I thought that interruption might have been part of the title.
You wish, good sir. You wish.
I was hoping I could be a part of it. I thought maybe my existence had been inspired by this book.
What is your existence on this earth, my good sir? Because at this point, I don't understand why you're making such a program about such a terrible drivel that is clearly an iteration of this great book that I've written, The Undercover Cat and the Crow That Watches.
How dare you?
A bridge title.
How dare you? This is an American classic. This is the movie everyone remembers, everyone cares about. It's a very famous film. Christina Ricci in 1997. She's in
You, sir, are referring to the 1997 trash and not the 1967 trash?
The idea of the podcast was we'd have one episode covering one movie and one episode covering the other, and then we'd be done, and we have yet to talk about either movie so far.
Good. And what about the book series?
I was thinking if there's like a special bonus Patreon, maybe we could talk about the book that it's actually based on, not your thing.
My book, yes. Allow me to be on the Patreon episodes, as I clearly am the arbiter.
I don't ever want you coming back.
What?
I don't ever want you coming back.
What?
This is the biggest fucking waste of my time.
You're acting as if my presence was not a present.
It was not. This has been a burden.
Are you saying this has been a bird and?
No. Has anyone ever said that?
Yes.
Okay, maybe someone has. Was not.
What were you saying, young boy?
I was saying this has been a burden.
Oh.
This has been a nightmare. I've hated talking to you.
Oh.
I've had a miserable time. I've learned nothing. I feel stupider for having met you. I don't believe your God. I'm looking forward to you dying at the end of the year.
Oh.
I hope I can see it. And maybe participate.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Maybe I can be a part of your crucifixion.
I guess you don't want to hear the title of my next book, then.
What's the title of your next book?
No. You yelled, so I don't feel like I should tell you.
You know, I don't really want to know. That's fine.
What?
I'd really rather not know the
title.
Well,
then I will tell you if you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Wait, real quick, though, before I reveal the title, what was the extra question you had in there? I love when people ask me questions.
The next question was, are you happy?
Oh, well, young boy. Happy is something that I've yearned for quite some time.
Keep right to the mic.
Yes. You see, in my old age, you start to see the world less as black and white and more as gray, but they say that's the cataract in my eyes and not... my mental persuasion.
Cataract. Is that something based on your book?
Now you're picking up, good boy. Yeah. Yes. You see, there was a character in my book, and they weren't sure if it was a cat or it was a rat.
Okay.
And so...
because they couldn't see him. He was too blurry.
That's right. He was great for co-op operations because he could be invisible to the naked eye. If you wore sunglasses, you could see them pretty clear, but the naked eye, you could not see them. And in the 1950s, sunglasses were very expensive, $32.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot in 1930.
That's right. But this character, Cataract, eventually the doctors would absorb this character and it would become Cataract. And that would become some sort of medical condition where they saw this character of mine everywhere they looked. But alas, your question about my happiness is more pertinent at this time. Am I happy? Of course.
I don't really care about this. Can I do one? Can I do one that's from your book? There's a cat who's also, he lives in the sea.
Yes, that's right. You've read my book now.
He swims. Uh-huh. He's got a fish tail. Yes. He's half man, half cat, half fish. They call him Cat Merman. And then they made a boat. They called it a catamaran.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Young boy, you understand.
This is kind of fun. I'm kind of liking
this.
This
is nice, right?
I've got to enjoy
that. There's one cat who spoke gibberish very, 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 very fast.
Mm-hmm.
He would speak like, hippity-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty. A lot of letters were used. Most of the book was actually this character speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this character was so fast, instead of putting speed cat, I just started writing S-C-A-T. And that character became Scat, and that's how people start scatting, and Scat Man Truthers was clearly based off my book.
That was the feline who also liked to play with poop a lot.
That's right. That's right. That's the one. Yes. Well, the poop is what the fueled the quick speaking, and later we'd find out he had worms.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this was a tragic death in my book, oh. The Undercover Cat. And
I don't know why
watches.
I'm upset about the fictional character.
It's a sad character death.
In this shitty book that nobody's
it's
read.
It's the end of Act 2 of a 17-act book.
That's too many fucking acts. What? That's so many acts.
What people don't know is the fact that there's so many acts in this book and that the people whittle them down to three.
Yeah.
Actually, I would turn act into an anagram and I would use it as C-A-T's. And that is why people now use acts. In my book, they were called Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3, but it became too confusing with all the other cats, so they decided to change it to Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. But
we got to start wrapping this up, so let me
what?
Let's get to the end of the story. You were in a lawsuit against everyone in the entire world.
That's right.
You won this lawsuit now.
Well, let's just say litigation has ended.
Oh, no.
The court has decided that my lawsuit is frivolous, mm-hmm. unnecessary, and a catastrophe of massive proportions.
I was on the court side, and then if they actually said that, I'm so fucking angry.
That's how I feel to this day.
I'm going to stop paying my taxes. I'm so angry at the court system.
I urge everyone to write to their congressman and woman, and they, them, individual, and let them know that my court case being thrown out for being a waste of everyone's time was an injustice and not a catastrophe. Another character from my book, mind you.
Do you believe that everyone has one congressman, one congresswoman, and one congress non-binary person?
Real quick. The character in my book was a character that would only talk via writing and used a lot of apostrophes. And that is why he is a catastrophe. So I just wanted to get that in there real quick.
Okay. Glad we got
yes, that of course out. Everybody has one congressman, one senator, as profiled in my book.
Yeah. No, one congressman, one congresswoman, one congress non-binary person. Would that be a better system?
I do think that people would benefit from said system. You know, you'd have multiple voices to advocate for your needs, and you would have a mixed sexual orientation proliferation in the political parties that would cause them to question things that would be one-sided against you know, the themselves or poor themselves.
Really expand Congress. Get three people in there for every American citizen.
You know, people act as if politics is confusing. I argue, make it more confusing.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you're mm-hmm, taking that tack. Mm-hmm. So the litigation has ended. You lost.
Let's just say the cat's got my tongue.
Fuck you.
What?
Okay, nothing's happening with this litigation. You're not turning this into a movie. You haven't gotten any money. Am I right?
Well, some of the money we've used, we are trying to make a record. We have a music deal with Def Jam, and the song I'm trying to create.
If this is a fucking pun, I'm
no,
gonna...
no, sir, no. This is a true song.
Okay,
it's about one of the cats being too aggressive in
I'm
the
gonna,
book.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to lift my fist up in
okay,
the air.
Yes,
I'm gonna
yes,
get
yes.
it ready.
Yes, uh huh.
And if this is a fucking pun,
it's not a pun. It's okay. not a pun. No, no,
I just
no.
I want it ready.
No, no, no. One of the cats right in now. The story is very aggressive
yeah.
and is kind yeah. of a double agent for the crow party.
Pulling it back a little bit
and,
more. Getting ready for a big fucking punch right now.
And the tail of the kitten.
Here we
is,
go.
Is the song goes like this.
Here it comes.
Can you count me in?
1, 2, 3.
Pushy cat, I love you. Pushy cat, you are cute. And don't forget to fight the crow named Jim.
I'd come over here and let me punch you.
What?
Let me punch you. I've never punched a 100-year-old man, but I'm going to do it now.
I was born in 1930, which was...
However old you are, 94.
No, it's not a year. It was the time of day. We've been over this.
I thought it was
about 7:30.
I thought you were born in 1930 at 7:30.
No, it was military time. It was just the time of day I was born.
Okay, what year were you born?
What?
That's why I was so confused as to why you were specified it was military time.
It's military time,
well,
yes.
You said it was 7:30.
Yeah, it was 1930.
I thought it was 1930. It's 7:30. You said 7:30
no,
military
no,
time,
no,
which
no.
is the same.
It was 1930. It was 7:30 the day I was born.
Okay, nobody gives a shit.
As I told you, I'm immortal. We don't know the date of my birth, but I know the time.
Okay.
And when people ask, I say 1930, military time. And
Linda and Marty.
Linda and Marty, my parents.
Marty,
yes.
Your parents, that's what time they had you. We gotta fucking end this. Mitchell Drumbo, do you have anything you want to plug?
Well, as much as my books and movies are falling apart, I will say they deservedly so. There is a Tomcat comedian I really appreciate whose name is Yogi Polywall. He's quite the whippersnapper he is. He's performing all around the country, and some would argue he's made it a few short films that are winning awards in the New York City film festivals. He won Best Director and Comedy TV Pilot as of today.
Yogi's actually, I actually know him as well. I don't know why you're plugging him, but I just want to say, don't judge Yogi by these standards, by who the company keeps, by Mitchell standards. Yogi's actually funny. Not like fucking Mitchell.
What? Well, he's a young whippersnapper who I appreciate his integrity.
What time do you think he was born at?
11:17 a.m.
Is that military time?
That is regular. If it was military, it'd be 22. So maybe get your military time correct, young boy.
22.
17.
When it's a.m., it's never mind.
What?
Okay. Yogi's performing all over. He's got the movies. He's the best director. Where can people go if they want to
find him on the internet? Google Yogi Polywall, spelled just like it sounds. Paliwal, first name Yogi, like the bear. And check him out. He's got some projects coming out that he's really excited about.
Does he have a website or any social media?
He has a website, yogipolywall.com. He's on Instagram as Yogi Polywall. He's on X. Yogi, and
he's the last one.
Mind you, on X, he's on X as
he's got to be the
Yogi _ Polywall. If you Google Yogi Polywall, you will find him.
He's got to be, if you go on X and you see someone who's not white, that's him.
That's the last one. He's the only one on there who's not white. He will say that there's a different Yogi Polywall who lives in India whose username does not have an underscore, and I have been begging for 7 years for his username, and he will not give it up. And Yogi has to say, kind of pissed, just wants his name. Give me my name, buddy. If you're out there, Yogi Polywall, I'm fucking coming for you.
I bet he listens. I bet he's a listener.
I'm sure he listens. Once you've announced that the Lord is on this podcast.
I think follow both Yogi Polywalls. If you see a Yogi Polywall, follow whichever one.
Gonna be honest, it would make me genuinely disappointed in my life to see American people following Yogi Polywall instead of Yogi _ Polywall, my name on X.
I'm on Instagram at Danny Rathbun Official and on TikTok at Danny Rathbun. My other podcast, Na 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 Podcast, is coming back. Should be out probably by the time this comes out. I think it's going to be out. It's NA8 times podcast. You can't find it. It's impossible to search for.
So is this about Catman, my character from my book?
It's about Batman.
Oh, this direct current drivel.
I've got a special called Only Dan's that should be out by the time this is out. It should be out on YouTube. I'll post a link in the show notes to this. I think that's it. Bye.